And good afternoon. Here we are on a Tuesday, June the 18th, 2019. 12 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today. Terry Tackett in studio, and we're going to have a fun day of trivia and lots more events coming up and things to talk about that have happened in the past. And one of our big events coming up here very, very soon is, oh, Terry, tell them about the big event that's coming up in just a little over a week.
On June the 28th, it is a pretty big event. Lulu Roman will be in town, which if you're not familiar with Lulu, she was one of the main characters on the long-running hit TV series Hee-Haw.
I'll give you the thing here so you can
I'm trying to improvise here. I didn't know what she had written, and
there you go.
Okay.
There's the copy.
Okay. All right.
Somebody's messed with my volume again.
Okay.
So here we go again.
All right.
Let's see if it irons out. Okay, there we go.
All right, legendary TV star of the hit TV series Hee-Haw, Lulu Roman is coming to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM in Marion, Ohio on Friday, June 28, 2019. To celebrate the 50th anniversary of the debut of the series Hee-Haw, which debuted in 1969 on CBS, Lulu was on the first episode and the last episode in 1992. She will be in the studio on Friday, June 28th, from 10:10 to 11 o'clock. She'll be doing an interview with Scott on her life and times. 11 to 12 that same day, she'll be a special guest of Scott and Weasel Boy. From 12 to 1 that day, she'll be a special guest on the Exchange Club with Scott, Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, and Weasel Boy. Then from 1:10 to 3, she'll be live with Charlie on the Charlie Evers Show. Then from 3:10 to 4, we'll have a radio variety show with her.
WWGH Country Jamboree.
Country Jamboree 2019. Then from 5 to 9 p.m., she'll be at Perkins here in Marion. She's going to be doing a book signing. The name of her book is This Is My Story, This Is My Song. It's an autobiography.
Beautiful.
So she'll be at Perkins Bakery and Restaurant, 1197 Mount Vernon Avenue here in Marion. So come by and grab something to eat at Perkins, buy a meal, and if you buy a book from her, you get 10% off your meal. So,
and then the following day?
Then the following day, excuse me, she's going to appear live on this radio station again on The Weasel Show from 10:10 a.m. to 11. So we'd like to thank Perkins as well as the Quality Inn, which is located at 227 James Way, for supporting this event.
So the 2019 WWGH Country Jamboree comes next Friday.
Comes next Friday.
A little over a week away, June the 28th. Now, we are going to do some trivia today. I do want to mention that the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on today, 2:10 to 3 p.m. And Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m. But last weekend, Sean and Weez and myself went to the Gin Blossoms.
Ah.
Now, tell people how this all came about.
Well, it all came about because the big debate on the station has been between
There's no debate.
It's been between the Gin Blossoms and Boyz II Men. The question has came up, who's sold more albums?
No, not sold more. See, this is where I think it's been misconstrued. Who is the better band?
More popular, I guess.
In 2019.
Yeah. Okay, I guess, yeah.
That's what
it is. More popular, okay. The more popular band in 2019 would be either the Gin Blossoms or Boyz II Men. Well, the consensus here is Boyz II Men.
Who said that?
Well, a lot of people here agree.
Who's a lot? Who?
I know three or four of us here all.
Well, give me names.
Okay. I'm sure Brandy.
Brandy's never been right about anything in her life.
Myself.
No, wait a second. When did you start going down this path?
Well, I mean, if you just look at the overall popularity, I mean.
When? Like 1987?
Seven, whatever.
I'm talking about now.
Right. I'm just saying now, looking at the video I seen from Saturday, as opposed to what's.
No, we'll get to that in a second.
What's going to be at the
no, you don't know what's going to be at the thing. But so anyway, Boys to Men earlier this summer announced that they were going to be doing
a free concert.
Free.
Mm-hmm. Free concert.
Free.
Free concert.
No cost.
At the Columbus Commons.
Right.
And also, a couple of weeks ago, I seen where the Gin Blossoms, and they had another band with them, that they were going to play at Promo West.
$40 a seat.
$40 a seat. So, knowing that this was a big, you know, a big thing between...
Discussion.
Yeah, big discussion that we were having. I contacted the people at Promo West, and I explained to them what was going on, and they thought it was a great idea. So they thought that, you know, so to make a long story short, they sent us, they gave us some tickets to go down there.
We did.
And Scott and Sean and Weeze went down there, and they made a video.
Three of them.
They made three videos at their time there, you know, when they were there, and it shows back and forth. It kind of keeps the discussion going about, you know, the Boys to Men Gin Blossoms saga, would you call it?
Well, see, I was there, so I see that a little differently.
Uh-huh.
See, I don't think there is a saga anymore. I think the proof was in the pudding as of Saturday. Uh-huh. The point has been proven, and I was right.
Well, like I say, we can't prove the other till what, August 8th?
Well,
August
but it's
8th
free.
Will be the telltale sign.
It's free.
Right, it is free. Because they got, I'm sure they probably got a good sponsor.
I don't think anybody's sponsoring.
Really?
No.
Oh.
No. See, and here's what I think the truth of the matter is that, number one, the Gin Blossoms concert was on Father's Day Eve.
Okay.
Just hours before Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
A rainy, rainy night.
Miserable.
In Columbus,
mm-hmm.
Ohio.
Yeah.
It was also the day of the Pride Parade.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people had been out that day.
Yep.
And yet, at $40 a pop, they still drew a crowd of epic proportions. Mm. With all those things working against them.
Did they ever have a paid attendance? Did they ever announce a paid attendance?
For the
concert
group?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Like 10,000.
10,000.
10,000 people were there.
On a 2,500-seat venue, 10,000.
But people were in the grass.
Okay, all right.
No, you forget. You don't want to forget about the grass.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Well, every seat was filled.
All right. All 2,500.
How many people does the common seat?
I don't know. I mean,
10.
I've never been to
10.
10 people, yeah.
10 people.
Yeah.
And they won't have those seats
filled.
For Boys
for
to
a
end.
Free concert.
They
no.
won't,
they, okay,
won't
okay.
even be filled.
All right.
So the point is that Gin Blossoms came out and tore it down.
Yeah.
And we have some audio from that event, which I'm not going to release yet. But we do have some audio, and the videos are online.
Okay.
So I think just my point was proven, finally, and it's all vindicated and done and over.
Yeah, well, like I say, we won't be able to prove the next until August 8th. So.
But how can you undo it? I mean, again, we're talking about a free concert in August. We're talking about a loser band, and we're talking about a group that's far past their prime.
Well, I think we seen that Saturday.
What, were Boys to Men in Columbus on Saturday?
No, we seen that with the Gin Blossoms.
Now, how did
we
see that?
They still, I think predominantly the most people that were there were from their fan club.
Well, then they have an absolutely large
they
fan
had a
club.
Pretty big fan club, but I think that was most of them.
And the spectrum of people went from all ages. It went from young to old to middle-aged
to
the whole group.
They had a little mixture of everybody there.
A little mixture of everybody.
Also, too, though, one thing I did want to mention, too, was that Boston's, man, that place.
Yeah, after it was over, we went down to Boston's, the three of us, and had a great...
If you're in the Columbus area, you know, Boston's, oh, my goodness.
Well, the company was marginal, but I went down there and had a good time.
Good, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, the food looked really, really good down there.
But see, here's what you don't know is that... because really the conversation has been between myself and the Weeze, because I think in a way he kind of considers himself a connoisseur of
music.
Clearly, with these facts he's been throwing around, I don't think that's true.
True, yeah.
But off camera on Saturday, he conceded to me that he said, "You're right. I don't know what I was thinking. Boys to Men is just a loser."
Really?
Okay. Oh, yeah, it
all
happened.
Right. All right.
And I said, well, no need to do this on camera.
Right,
I don't want you to humiliate yourself like this. But, you know, he conceded because when he saw the crowd and he saw the ponchos and he saw the band bopping up and down and having a good time, you know, there was nothing to do but concede.
Mm. So Wheeze conceded in the debate between Gin Blossom.
Sure, he did.
Okay, well, I'm about to call in Saturday and give him a hard time about conceding.
He would never tell the truth on the air.
Okay.
No, he wouldn't. Because he's got a thing about being right. He's one of those type of people.
He wants to be right.
He wants to be right. So he would never tell me the truth about what he said off the air.
Right.
Which was that I was right and everything turned out correctly.
All right. Well, like I say, we'll have to maybe check with him on that. I don't know.
What are some Boyz II Men hits? I mean, honest to God.
Which, I mean, they have tons of them.
No,
man.
They don't.
No.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Not a one.
Okay.
What's their big hit?
Oh, well.
I was going to be at the bargain bin at the Salvation Army looking for a Boyz II Men CD.
End of the Road is a...
End of the Road. That's a good song for them because they hit that long ago. The End of the Road came a long time ago.
Yeah, like I say, you know.
They must have had some psychic ability.
Like for Gin Blossoms, nobody heard about them. That's why they had to make a song called Found Out About You, because that's what they're...
They were singing about the Boyz II Men. They hope some people find out about you.
The fans finally found out about them after...
Well, the Gin Blossoms were popular in the 2000s, and they had number one songs. They had many number one songs. And Boyz II Men just didn't have that popularity.
They had it from the 90s on.
No, who? Where?
Yeah,
they had a few songs in the early 90s. That people listened to out of pity because music was on a downswing.
When they had them here at the Popcorn Festival, they
but
drew,
they weren't. That wasn't new music.
They drew tons of people.
That wasn't new. It was free.
That's what I'm saying. Same with the Commons. It's going to be free.
Right. They cannot charge anywhere they go
because they had a sponsor take care of it.
Who? You don't know that for information.
I'm sure the Popcorn Festival, you know, had a sponsor that takes care of all the entertainment. So.
Well, yeah, but now they're down at the Commons free. So I think this is just a pattern in their life that they can no longer charge for tickets.
They've made so much money that they don't have to charge.
What is going on at that same time? The Ohio State Fair. I think all those are charging concerts.
But I don't think the quality of those concerts are as good as...
In your theory...
But I'm not saying they're not going to be sold out either.
So let me make a point here. So you're saying that a band that gives a free concert has a higher quality than 10 bands who can charge at the Ohio State Fair.
It depends on what the band is that's doing the free concert. I mean, this particular band...
If they could have got booked at the Ohio State Fair, they would have got booked.
There's no doubt, of course.
Nobody wanted them.
Well, maybe they've already got... You know, some other entertainment lined up at the Ohio, which is evidence
freebie,
that they do.
A freebie over at the Commons.
Yeah.
Which seats about 10 people.
Uh-huh.
That's the truth.
Okay. In the first row.
Well, I told you, I've called already because I wanted to get Adam and Wheeze seats.
Yeah, you talked to Irvay, right?
Well, Irvay, because of their birthday being close together. They're both Geminis, I think. And I wanted to get them seats for the big Boyz II Men concert. And what I learned was that all seats are still available.
Even at freebies, huh? They're still...
Even the freebies. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air, caller. Go ahead. Well, maybe not.
Maybe not.
They were listening. I could hear us in the background. If that was you, give us a call back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. If that was you, we could hear ourselves in the background of that call.
Where are we at trivia-wise?
We haven't done anything.
I know. I mean, we still have outstanding questions?
There's always outstanding questions. Okay. All my questions are outstanding.
All right.
I was just making a point that I was right and you guys were wrong. We'll go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'm just curious. What's the hatred towards Boyz II Men with you?
Oh, no, it's not a hatred.
Well, it seems like you've been ranting. This is not the first time you ranted with Boyz II Men, you know. I mean, in a time period, I'd probably say a 5 to 8 year period, they were pretty good.
Why?
They're
I give
not now, you're absolutely right, but if you can say, hey, in 8 years, I was pretty good in the top hits, hey, that's more than a lot of bands can say.
No, because I don't want to misconstrue that there's a hatred, because I don't have a hatred toward them. All I'm saying is that you are right. I think there was about a 4 or 5 year period where they were a popular group, and that was in the early 1990s, and that's, you know, 20 years ago. And then they fell apart, and then they became a backup band for Rihanna, And now they're giving away free concerts at the Popcorn Festival and at the Commons. And I just don't think they have the cachet or the ilk of bands that can still charge and can still pack the house. Now, yes.
But how many bands 30 years old can do that?
Give a free concert?
How many bands can you name that can do that?
Give a free concert?
How many bands can actually charge 30 years from their frame?
Well, I think...
How many 1970 bands are people really going to pay for? How many 1980 bands are people going to pay for? How many 1990 bands
Rolling Stones, Metallica...
There are a few. I'm not going to say there's none, but I mean, there's not many people that can raise their hand and say it. I mean...
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying, I'm not downing Boyz II Men. I mean, if people like Boyz II Men, I say listen to their stuff all day long. I'm just saying their day was like a month ago, and it's just passed, and that's why they're giving free concerts now. And I think when people base it on the money they made at the time, that's wrong, because then we would have to say, well, MC Hammer is a genius, and we would have to say New Kids on the Block are geniuses.
And that's a perfect example. How many people are going to pay for MC Hammer?
None. You're right.
Okay,
100%.
But there was probably another guy that could say in 5-10 years he was the best of the best.
Oh, absolutely, and I would also say Vanilla Ice the same thing. Vanilla Ice would be in Vanilla Ice at a point had the hottest song there was.
He wasn't as popular as MC,
but people
MC
bought his pants.
Couldn't handle a candle today.
No, and what's the other one? Billy Ray Cyrus? Remember Achy Breaky Heart? He was the biggest thing in the world at one point, and yet all their careers have spiraled down to the point now to where, you know, Billy Ray Cyrus is living up his...
The men can say they're a little better than Billy Ray Cyrus was definitely a one-hit wonder. I mean, you're saying what songs did Boyz II Men ever have? I mean, they had one song that Batman had for their... some about Rose Thorns or something like that. I remember being pretty big, and I remember it being, like I said, one of the lead songs for Batman, the movie that was out.
Terry, what was that?
I think that song was performed by Seal, I think, is who...
Oh, was that Seal? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This is the second time I've listened to your show that I've heard you bashing on Boyz II Men and letting everybody know, well, they get free concerts out there. Play jokes. Why do they even think that they ought to even be out there? They're just a complete joke. They shouldn't even be allowed to even have a microphone. They're just, you know, and after a while, it's like, it gets a little annoying.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying anybody who wants to go to their concert should be allowed to go. I think it's a nice thing that they're doing a free concert. I just think when we look at times, we have to say that their time has passed.
I agree their time has passed, but I think you can also say that they had a heck of a run that a lot of bands don't even have close to can say.
Sure, but here's what I think. Here's the difference. Now, before we let you go, I want to compare this, because this is what I believe. Like a group like the Gin Blossoms, a group that can still charge as of last Saturday, a group like maybe even performers like Michelle.
You even said the word Metallica. Do you think Metallica could charge?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I think they still do. But here's what, and look at the people who are playing the Reba McEntire is going to be at the Ohio State Fair. Now, she certainly is not at the top of her game anymore, but yet she charges, and people still come. And Willie Nelson has not been at the top of his game in 100 years, but yet people charge and I would never down them. All I'm saying is that there are certain bands that can always draw a crowd, no matter how big or how small, because the music is eternal, like the Gin Blossoms. But Boyz II Men's music was not eternal, and that's why in 2019, most everything they do is a freebie. I'm not saying they're bad people. I don't know them.
Okay, well, it just seems like I said, this is the second time I've heard on your shows. You've kind of been ranting on them. So.
Well, I think it's other people believe different. That's, you know, these people, I think, are confused about that they've seen their day, but that's all. Thank you.
All right.
Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And I understand that Boyz II Men holds a special place in people's hearts. I don't doubt that at all. And for about, you know, 6 months in 1992, they were a hot band. But they don't have a sound that kept up. Like, and MC Hammer is the good example of that. As the caller said, he was the hottest thing in the world. People bought pants like him. Everybody wanted to have a haircut like him. He had a cartoon. And yet, where is he today? He works at Burger King in Saginaw, Michigan. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a sad fact of life, but that certainly is the case. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, it's Weasel.
Oh, the Weez.
I told you, Boys to Men are near and dear to people's hearts. I agree with that last caller.
Near and dear to people's hearts, I don't disagree with. What I'm saying is that they don't have the cachet, okay, obviously, of the Gin Blossoms.
Here we go.
Well, I'm just going to say, if you charge, if they decided to go down the road of the Gin Blossoms and said, hey, we will charge for these events, people would pay to go see them at the Commons.
Okay. No,
if they could get the money, they would.
Yeah. Number three on the top 10 earnings for musicians in 2018.
Here we go again. Earnings.
For tours, who do you think was number three?
The Gin Blossoms.
No.
Metallica.
Yeah.
$43.2 million.
And who's number one?
$1 million. $1 million, or number one was Bono from U2.
Bono, there you go.
Yeah, that's right.
But here's the point of it all, is that is Boyz II Men even on that list? Because they don't charge. You wouldn't even know how many people are showing up.
Number five, Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses. Now, see, they still charge. How do you juxtapose that, Weez?
It's not that they can't charge, it's that they won't charge.
Not true.
That is true. I looked it up. That's true.
And what is the reason they have gotten into the Mother Teresa world of charity as far as their concerts go?
You have to look up their, I think it goes in with their faith, just what they're trying to do in these communities, because they're going around doing free shows. They still get paid, but that money is coming from a different route other than the ticket sales.
Is that coffee can that they bang after the show trying to get money?
They're worth $70 million.
Oh, here we're back to the worth $70 million.
I know, but the Gin Blossoms are worth, what did we say, 3 to 4 range?
Who said $70 million? Where is that figure?
It's on the Forbes. Like, they have to prove their worth, and that's what they're... I mean, in their day, people were spending hundreds of dollars on tickets.
Terry, pull up Boyz II Men's net worth.
Okay.
I don't... $70 million. I think you've lost your mind.
No. Have Terry pull it up, and then have him pull up the Gin Blossoms. I think they're both great bands. I'm not arguing that, but I just think we're skewed here on why they're giving a free show and not. I had a good time Saturday, though. That was fun. It was our first date.
Was that what that was?
It felt like it, because you kept going for my hand. So I was like, well...
to keep it from moving, because your hands were all jittery. I don't know what was going on.
We looked good together, though, in that video, I thought, because I went back and watched it, and I thought that was cute.
Wasn't that a nice video? I do think, though, that the girlfriend of the server at Boston's might come beat you up one day, because you were asking her a lot of inappropriate questions.
Was I? I don't remember that. I was so wet that I couldn't even really hear or see, but...
And yet your hair never moved.
It didn't. I just used the right product, I guess. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Boyz II Men tickets.
Not okay. No, net worth.
Yeah, I couldn't get that.
Well, it's because it's not available. It's zero.
Hold on a second.
But they have a lot. They have a lot of tour dates where they're charging. But
no,
they have
don't.
Some where they're.
No, they don't.
Not charging.
No, where? Where are they charging?
They're playing the MGM Northfield Park.
What is that? A ball field?
No, it's a casino.
Oh, a casino. They're playing casinos now. Oh, okay.
Playing in Las Vegas.
They're probably playing during the afternoon buffet.
Big. Those casinos like MGM Grand, those are all big out there.
Because the MGM covers them. Is that right, Weez? They would probably cover
Yeah. Scott, I just sent you on your messenger, if you'll pull that up for us.
$90 tickets at the casino for Boyz II Men.
Huh.
Okay. As of 2017... Celebrity.money estimates that Sean's net worth is over $70 million.
And that's just one of them.
Sean Stockman. Yeah, but he has his own record label.
That's who they're on, though. Like, they've been on Motown, they've been on Epic, they've been on all of them. So,
how much did their songs gross?
You want me to look this up live on there?
No, I'm just saying. What is their big claim to fame? Somebody tell me that.
they've had numerous multi-platinum hits, but I mean, look at their record sales. Look at their compare. If we're are we still comparing this apples to apples with Jim Blossom?
Well, I don't think this is a money thing. That's what I can't understand.
Well, then they've had more hits than the Jim Blossom.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
It is. Scott, you got to tell Terry, though, this is hilarious. When we got to the show on Saturday, a band was on. They didn't announce them or anything. And then Sean, the other GM that we went with, said, that's just the cover band. There, or he called it something. And then all of a sudden, they started playing Jim Blossom songs. And that's who it was.
Oh,
we had no idea who it was.
See, but you got to understand, there was a lot of rain, and we were kind of away from the stage. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Weez, I was going to ask, are you a big Third Eye Blind fan? Or?
Oh, yeah. How's it going to be? That's one of my favorite songs.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
Because I think I've been talking to her about that one, so.
Oh, if we Scott, would you be up for going again?
No. No, that was a one and only event.
I just had a great time. I thought, and then we went out to eat afterward, and we sat there longer than we stayed at the show. I thought that was fun.
That was a good time.
Looked like there was about as many people in the restaurant as there were at the concert.
Boys to Men.
Scared everybody. We walked in and we were a soaking mess. Oh,
yeah.
It was great. Though.
It looked rough. But again, I just want to clarify, just give a little public service announcement here. I do not dislike Boys to Men. I do not hate Boys to Men. I'm just saying at this particular time in their career that they cannot charge for seats, and that's why they're at the Commons.
$90 a seat or $29 a seat. You know, I don't know that.
Who's charging $90 a seat?
Well, that's what Boys to Men were.
Where? Yeah.
At the MGM Northfield.
No, that's what they're charging. Boys to Men couldn't get that.
Oh, I love it. We're going to go round and round. I love it.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I really believe... nobody can tell me a hit that Boys to Men even had.
I can tell you five.
Well, give me five.
A hit with Mariah Carey. What? I'll Make Love to You, Down on Bended Knee, One Sweet Day, on and on. Like, there's a whole bunch. Motown Philly. You've heard of all of those. I know you've been in your car driving
Motown
around,
Philly?
Yeah, look it up. These are all classics.
They had a song called Motown Philly.
Motown Philly,
yeah.
Motown Philly.
Big song.
Wow.
Big song.
Who wrote those songs?
Of course, the End of the Road was the big song.
They were psychic. They knew that the End of the Road was coming.
Every funeral I've ever been to, they've played End of the Road.
Well, they've got to. They've only got about four songs in their whole repertoire.
No, that's not true.
What about 10 albums, I think, that they've...
Yeah,
I don't know why there's such a love for this band, to be honest with you. People take it personally.
I think they're nice guys. The music just brings everybody together. I just think it's fun. And Jim Blossom's have that, but the Boys to Men's more relatable to a bigger group of people. That's what it is.
Who?
Well, you just had somebody call in saying the same thing, and I bet money. I would bet $1,000 that you know their song.
Well, I just wonder if you ask people on the street, who are more people on the street going to know?
Well, Boys to Men are on the street, so you'd probably run into them.
Yeah, but we were at the Jim Blossom's concert and didn't even know that it was them.
That's what's messed up.
See, but that's it. That's it.
You guys said that's a local band they have before.
That's a local, it's a local cover band.
And then all of a sudden, their hits came on, and you're like, oh, that's them.
Well, because we were so far from the stage because there were so many
and
people
you were
at
so
the concert.
Wet that, you know.
No, I mean, when you're a football field back, it's hard to see the stage. I mean, it's
so
very difficult.
If it would have been nice out during the day, not rainy, then we would have known.
I would have known.
Okay.
So the point is, you're headed to Boys. When is Boys to Men?
August 8th.
August 8th.
Yeah, August 8th.
What day of the week is that?
Probably a Saturday.
Probably like a Tuesday night. Yeah. I would imagine. It's the only night they could get it.
Yeah.
But so it'll be a Tuesday. Big Tuesday,
uh-huh.
August the 8th.
Yeah. Might be a Friday.
And there are seats available, God knows, for this free Boys to Men Palooza that's happening, right?
August 8th is a Thursday.
Oh,
see, look at that. Look at that. Not even on the weekend.
Wow.
They can't even draw people on the weekend anymore.
Yeah, Thursday's a bigger night than Friday. Now, when you're talking about downtown, that's a huge night for people to go out to the Commons. That's when they do all their shows to start the weekend.
Yeah, but the real bands play the weekend.
Yeah, what's the band that used to play at Flanagan's? The Reaganomics and stuff. That's what they play.
Well, who are they opening up for that weekend? Yeah, who are they opening up for? Because who's got the prime spots Friday and Saturday?
It won't matter. We won't know the opening act because it'll probably be Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
Well, but Boyz II Men, they'll come on. God bless them. People will go if they want. But right now, I just want to let people know. How many does the common seat?
Thousands. It's thousands. It's a big area. So, I mean, you're talking about it's a big park downtown. So
it's almost like the Popcorn Festival, right? It's like all just...
Like 2,000 people.
And the stage is kind of futuristic. It's got a big tarp. It's cool. It looks like a spaceship, kind of. It's really neat.
Okay, well, that's good, because it'll feel like you're going back in time if you go to this concert.
Do you think that concert will draw more than Lance Bass and them at the other one?
I don't know, because...
I don't know. They got Paris Hilton's brother.
O-Town and all the Aaron Carter and...
It's kind of, yeah, I think Boyz II Men will probably draw.
I would hope so. I would hope so.
Same people.
There's a whole palooza. Boyz II Men will not outdraw the palooza.
So wait, Terry, you got to tell Scott that he's got to go to Boyz II Men. I went to Gen Blossom.
I can't. Right. Can't go.
100% support.
Yeah.
It's a Thursday night. I got business on Thursday night.
He's gonna wash his hair.
Oh yeah. I'll come over and wash your hair, and then I'll drive you
back. There you go.
Listen, my hair's still wet through Saturday night. It's probably still going to be wet by August the 8th. No, but I'm in a Thursday night. People are doing things on Thursday night.
I think it's
night. A Friday. We said it was a Thursday.
It's Thursday?
I thought it was.
It could be.
So I'm going through all the Boyz II Men hits now, guys. Like, I forgot. They even had a Christmas album. They've had... there's like 20 of them right here that I forgot totally about. That there's no way.
Wishing you a has been Christmas.
In his car singing "Let It Snow" at the holiday. There's no way you've never.
Boyz II Men did "Let It Snow."
Yep.
Ooh, I bet that flew off the shelves.
So hey, you know what? They even released something in 2011. So they're not they're not that far past their.
The last thing they released was 8 years ago.
What about Jim Blossom? When did they peak?
Yesterday.
1993, I think.
Yesterday was a Boyz II Men hit.
No, okay. Let's just clear this all up. When was the Gin Blossoms' last number one hit? I believe it was in the early 2000s, like 2003. When was Boyz II Men's last number one hit? I believe it was like 1896.
Did they have a number one, or did it just make top 10?
No. Heard It From You was number one with a boy.
What about Found Out About You?
Found Out About You. Heard It From You. That's true.
I don't know any other ones.
I got to look this up.
Yeah.
But they were both number one hits on the Billboard chart.
Of the five songs they put out, they had two number ones out of five.
Ooh, those are bad odds.
That's what I'm saying.
No, listen. Follow You Down peaked at number 7. Till I Hear It From You peaked at number 8. Found Out About You peaked at number 14.
Okay.
Until I Fall Away, number 21. Allison Road.
Ooh, that's not good.
Well, there's no Boyz II Men songs in the Billboard charts.
Oh, are you?
I don't see.
Pull them up here. Let's see. Let's see where they debuted. I'd be interested to see where they debuted.
Pull those up, Scott.
He's good though. Yeah,
I'm working on it.
He's gonna lie about it.
Oh
no, why? I would never. I can't even believe
here we go. Billboard.
Well, it's just a big empty page here. They must not go back that far. No, it's true. Look at zero. So, does it say zero, Terry?
Yeah.
It says zero. Sorry.
it says no information found, but.
Because it's too old.
Here are all their top 10 hits: End of the Road, On Bended Knee, Motown Philly, Water Runs Dry, Four Seasons of Loneliness, A Song for Mama, Thank You, One Sweet Day, Doing Just Fine, Pass You By, and it goes on and on. Those are all top 10 hits. A lot of those were number one.
Yeah, but they were in the 90s.
That's not true.
Yeah, 92 is when they had their big run. Do you realize that was nearly 27 years ago?
I'm just so proud.
27 years ago, they had a number one hit. Oh, my God.
Not true.
27 years ago. But unlike the Gin Blossoms, who had big hits in the early 2000s.
Yeah, but you can't judge it off of when they started. If they would have started at the same time...
There never would have been a Boys to Men. Gin Blossoms would have overshadowed them. <Yeah. laughs>
Oh, I just gagged a little.
Oh, gosh. That's funny.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, I hate to have... Because the listener out there is probably saying, why are they still having this conversation? But, you know...
We talk all... I know.
This is what we talk about. This is who we are as people. Yeah. This is an honest radio conversation as you're going to get.
Yeah,
but
they're both great. But you can't compare. That's like compare. You just can't compare. Boys to Men is it's just more. If like Terry said, if you go out on the street,
you're liable to run into a past Ben member of Boys to Men.
No, I'm just saying, they're huge. More people would know more Boys to Men songs than they would.
Now, be honest.
I mean, Scott, we had no idea. We're at their show and didn't even, 20 feet away or 30 feet away and said, oh, that's a cover band. We had no idea.
Yeah, but what you're not telling the truth is, if Boys to Men walked into the studio right now and delivering a pizza, I wouldn't know who they were.
Yes, you would. Except that you keep calling them, what do you call, Boys in the Hood. Not Boys to Men.
They changed their name at one point to Boys in the Hood.
Oh, my gosh.
For a station that's all talk, we've become very musically oriented with the Gin Blossoms and Boys to Men, and next week Lulu Roman. I'll tell you, if that's not the spice of life, those three, nothing is. Because you got Boys to Men, which is, what was their music type? What would you consider it?
R&B. R&B.
R&B.
Yeah. Well, nobody else is on the R&B charts. That's probably how they got up there. But
they created their own category.
Yeah, that's right.
And, of course, Lulu is country.
Right.
And she was on the Cashbox charts, number 10. And then you've got Gin Blossoms, who was on the real Billboard music pop charts.
Number 95.
When pop was taught.
Out of 100, they were 19.
Boys to Men was on Billboard, too. It's the same thing.
Let me just ask you, what years were you at WNCI, early 2000s?
Yeah, from 97 to, like, up to 2007 on the air, then a few years after that.
All right, now be honest. When the Gin Blossoms hit in the early 2000s, how often did their songs play?
Well, it depends. If it was a hit, it would be an A record. So,
well, there are many.
Play every hour and 15 minutes.
Got it. And how, during your tenure, how many Boys to Men number ones were playing every hour and a 15 minutes?
I would say two.
Liar.
Of those, because they're gold. Hold on.
Liar.
Gold records, which we would bring back, and those gold records would spend that as well.
So
I'm telling the truth.
So yeah, but they were not number ones at the time. Be honest.
But they were gold record number one.
But they were from past years.
But you can't compare it like that. You can't help by when they started and finished.
Listen,
so
Willie.
You're right. What you're saying is Gin Blossoms, it would spend probably every, found out about you, it would spend probably every hour and 15 minutes at the time of their number one hit. Yeah,
right. And they had number one hits in the last 20 years.
But if you go back to when Boys to Men in the 90s was on WNCI, that would spend, they would have more than just one at the time, spending every hour and 5 to every hour and 15 minutes.
Let me just point this out. When the Gin Blossoms were number one,
okay,
they had a lot more competition. You know, Christina Aguilera was out there. Britney Spears was out there. Michelle Branch was out there.
That's not competitiveness. Isn't Gin Blossoms like an alternative kinda? Or they're not pop.
Avril Lavigne, Justin Timberlake, and all these people. Now, who was there in '92? MC Hammer,
Brian McKnight.
Who?
R. Kelly. Unfortunately, you had a lot of people. Mary J. Blige.
No, they weren't there in '92.
Yeah, they were. Mary J. opened up for Boys to Men.
Well, but she hadn't hit her stride yet. She didn't realize that she was a star. She didn't. She thought that was a big honor at the
she was drunk, probably.
Well, she probably was. But no, and then years later, tell the truth, Mariah Carey became a giganto star. Now, she's actually got a Christmas song that's become a standard. You know, what's her song that we hear at every Christmas? All I Want for Christmas is You.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, but she also had a number one hit with Boyz II Men.
No, not with Boyz II Men. Boyz II Men were singing backup because at that time they were low on some money. And they
that was their prime time.
They needed to pay rent. And Mariah Carey said, no, this is the true story of it. I mean, because this is like Behind the Music. People don't really understand that this was a true story.
Heck, with VH1,
this
we got
means that Behind the Music means Scott's going to make it up.
No, no.
Exactly,
This is absolutely true.
Behind Scott's Music.
No, this is absolutely true. Take it to the bank. What happened was Mariah Carey was recording this song, which she knew was going to be a big hit because nothing Mariah Carey did at that time was not a hit. And she had this great backup band with her, and they went out the night before to, I don't want to say the name of the restaurant because I don't want to give it a bad reputation, but they all had the same thing because
food poisoning.
And they went to the studio the next day, and they all were sick. So Mariah Carey didn't want to waste any time, so she said, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And she walked into the lobby, and, oh, my God, who happened to be in the lobby there, you know, looking for change in the cushions of the couch? It was Boyz II Men. And they begged her. They said, please, we haven't done anything since the early 90s. Could we get on your record somehow? They still thought it was a record. They didn't even know what a CD was. And then they go in, and they do backup on this song, and that was it. She didn't even pay him. They paid her.
But one problem with your story, the song came out in the 90s.
1890s?
Yeah.
Now, what was the song?
One Sweet Day.
One Sweet Day. Now, mm-hmm. Who sings on that song?
Both of them.
No, they don't.
Boyz II Men and then Mariah.
It was a collaboration of both of them.
You think Boyz II Men collaborated anything to that?
Came over to her house. It was filmed in her studio. She asked them to come over.
Yes.
Yeah, out in the garage.
She told Boyz II Men to stay in the garage.
Yeah, when it was over, I heard they cleaned her hubcaps and cleaned her car up and awful nice.
Oh, geez.
Got the oil off her driveway, and it was a wonderful thing they did. But no, I mean, that's that, and God bless Boyz II Men for if anybody wants to go to this free concert, they could really use your help because they've got nothing.
So we have pictures and we have the audio from the Gin Blossoms. True, we do.
We have audio from the Gin, and boy, you hear that crowd erupt when you can barely hear us when we're on the hill.
Huh? I don't remember that part of it, but what I do remember is that it was fun. It was a lot of, but I think to make this right and to end this full circle is for both of us to go to Gin Blossoms.
I already went.
Let's go to Boyz II Men, and we'll compare our photos.
Listen,
and our
Terry's going to go to Boyz II Men with you, and Adam's going to go to Boyz II Men with you, and
I need to be there.
It's Thursday night. I'm just busy that night.
With what, yoga?
Yeah.
Well, I just know you'll get a nice interview with them because they'll be standing out in the middle of the street before the concert with a big cardboard sign, I'll interview for anything, and you'll learn about their history and their fascinating time as a hit, you know, that one day.
One sweet day, they
wrote that about when they were a hit. One sweet day. Then the sun came down and somebody had eclipsed them.
What was Gin Blossoms hit? I'll Follow You Down.
Follow You Down, Heard It From You, Till I Hear It From You. Those are real love songs, not those Boyz II Men sappy, I don't even know what you call them. On Bended Knee.
You'll just get chills, though. You got to come with us, and you'll just, what they're about is going back in your past. Like, they're still relatable, all of those songs are.
Is there anything down in the commons to do besides watch this concert? Because I'll be looking for something to do.
I'm sure we'll find something for Scott down there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I'm only interested in the meal afterwards.
Yeah,
that's honest with you.
That was good.
Yes.
Was very good, and that was fun. We were there so long, we dried out.
We did. We dried out. Now, how close is this Commons to the Boston's?
I don't know that. It's not that far.
No.
I don't think we can walk, though.
Right.
Well, we're not all getting in the WWGH bus and driving down there. What's
Why
close?
There are other restaurants down there, too, though, but I mean,
I bet we can eat with Boyz II Men.
On their bus?
No, at that table they bring, that little card table they sell their music on and folding chairs.
Well, you saw the merchandise tables for
Collective Soul.
We just
No, don't. Yeah. You misrepresent that. There was a card table selling Collective Soul, and when we got there, I said, can I get a CD of the Gin Blossoms, and they were sold out. They had brought 32,000 copies of the Gin Blossoms CD.
She said, we're only selling merchandise for the headliner, which is Collective Soul.
You know, I was surprised. Did you know that Brandy was a Collective Soul fan?
No, Brandy Downs? No, that's why... Why didn't she go? We invited her last Friday.
Yeah.
She had another ticket.
Yeah, but you didn't tell her that Collective Soul, I don't even know who that is. We didn't even stay to hear them.
Well, we didn't know for like the first 30 minutes we were even listening to the Gin
Blossoms. Well, obviously you thought Gin Blossoms was a cover band, so therefore.
Terry, you would have died. I said, who is that? Because nobody announced them.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss Gin Blossoms. They said, it's a local cover band. They bring them out, and then blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, cool. So we're not going to miss it. Then all of a sudden, I think Follow You Down came on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys, I think that's Gin Blossoms.
That was the funniest part of the whole video that I watched. That was funny.
It's interesting.
Funny.
It's interesting because they need no introduction.
Oh, that was funny.
They need no introduction.
That was funny, man.
But here's the thing. When you go to a concert like that, you know, $40 a seat, you know, the gross there was pretty good on Saturday night for Father's Day Eve and Pride Day and raining and all that sort of thing. And I'm sure August 8th will be just a sunny, beautiful day in downtown Columbus, Ohio, and there'll be tumbleweeds. Why would you play on a Thursday night? People have to work Friday morning.
Because they're booked the rest of the week.
Doing what? Dishes at the restaurant down the road?
They're a working band still. Unlike
you got
the,
that right. Table bussers.
It sounds like to me they do like the Thursday night, they'll travel and that's their free. And then the weekends, they probably get paid for their gig.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Right. This. I think the city of Columbus sponsored this concert.
To and not
it's
come?
It's so nice of them to be so big and successful that they can do this.
Yeah.
Again, this band's last hit was in 1992.
Oh, jeez.
1992. People weren't even born.
They can still tour now. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You're right, Scott. They're very successful. You're
tour?
Exactly right.
You call this their tour? I mean, I could give
so.
A free concert.
Okay, we should do that. We'll go up against Boys.
Yeah, the WWGH concert will go up against the Boys to Men free concert.
Well, we would draw more people.
We'll be the cover band.
Yeah, we'll be the cover band for the Gin Blossoms. Nobody would know the difference. They didn't know Saturday.
Again, the Gin Blossoms needed no introduction. Oh,
because they didn't know who they were.
No, people knew who they were.
Well, obviously from Saturday they didn't know who they were.
Oh, no, the crowd knew who they were. It's just we didn't know who they were.
Everybody was talking, it was great, and then once their first hit came on, you're like, oh, that's not the cover band. I about died. I couldn't breathe. I was laughing.
Well,
that was so funny.
That is true, but again, we weren't looking at the band. The people down front would have known who they were. Anyway, we're going to break for the hour, but thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. But again, Misinformation Central.
All right.
We'll
see
be back
later.
In about 10 minutes.
See ya.
Bye. Famous saying, come from and then give it to us.
Oh, it's how they asked me to end the cartoon. That's it. It was that simple. And I just walked up to the mic and I said, that's all, folks.
Bob, you are a pleasure. You are a... But so much was made, and I don't know why. During the first Jim Tressel press conference, when all that hubbub was going on, you made the comment that somebody asked you if you were going to fire him, and you said he hoped he doesn't fire you. Do you wish you hadn't said that? It got so much play.
You know what I think, actually? I have a very quick wit. Sometimes it's smarter than my... What I wish is I wish people had a lighter touch.